On the Map. WGN Radio gives insight and explores unique exotic vacation destinations all over the world. On the Map. From Miami to Santorini. Plan your next adventure on the map. Here's Dave Plyer.
Well, happy Friday to all of you and welcome to On the Map. Tonight we're exploring the Long Grove Apple Fest and fall happenings in Lake Geneva. The Geneva Lake Women's Association, through fundraising and volunteerism, dedicates itself to the future of their community. They support a wide range of organizations, including but not limited to those that benefit people with disabilities, underserved citizens, veterans, animal welfare, as well as those organizations that support educational and cultural efforts. Now, fall is here, and tell us about why Geneva, the lake area, is the place to be is Elizabeth Bergstrom and Kathy Papke from the Geneva Lake Women's Association. Ladies, how are you?
Good. How are you, Dave?
How are you?
I am fabulous. Elizabeth, I'm going to start with you. First of all, talk a little bit about the organization. I know I gave a little brief, but tell folks what you do every single day.
Yeah, sure. So Geneva Lake Women's Association is, I think, just a phenomenal organization where we are working really hard to raise money and contribute to those who are in need within Walworth County. It's just a great group of women to work with, and we're always striving to do more.
Love it. Love it. Well, I'm a big fan, as we spoke earlier today, of Lake Geneva. I'm up there all the time. My boat's up there. I've been going up there for many, 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 many years. I know why Lake Geneva is so beautiful during the fall. You tell us why.
Sure. To be honest, I cannot believe that we are just a few days away from October. And what is amazing about that is we're heading into the best part of fall. The colors, the crisp air. It's kind of a chance to slow down just a little bit before the holidays as we head into October. And that's exactly what makes Lake Geneva the perfect getaway this time of year. As you know, it's 90 minutes or less from Chicago and the burbs. And so whether you're sneaking away for a couple's retreat or a fun weekend with friends or just bringing the family up, it feels like a world away without the hassle of a long trip. And October here really shines. The lake is surrounded by gorgeous colors. You can experience all of it as you walk around the lake. There's a gorgeous walking path, lake path. There are cozy spots to dine and shop and just enjoy being outside. And you can just breathe a little deeper and recharge, I feel like.
No, it's absolutely true. And I was going to say the same thing is looking at, first of all, I love being on the lakes in general, Lake Como, Lake Geneva, no matter where it is, on a boat, on the shoreline, whatever it is. But the views and as the colors change throughout the weeks, I mean, you can't see that anywhere else like that.
Agreed, completely. Yeah. And, you know, honestly, I'm going to say that if you're craving a quick but a memorable retreat, I really will say Lake Geneva is the perfect answer for that because it's close, it's refreshing, and in October we are putting on a gala weekend that isn't just going to be a one-time event or a one-day event, but it's a whole weekend of activities where folks can enjoy the outdoors, enjoy the best of what we've just talked about, and still give back while giving yourself that well-deserved break.
And this is at the Grand Geneva. What's the date? And tell us what folks will be doing there. Obviously, it's a Halloween party.
Yeah. So the gala itself is, we're going to say, an experience that's steeped in mystery. It's, as you said, at the Grand Geneva, we're calling it Music of the Night. So if anyone's a Phantom of the Opera fan out there, you really won't want to miss it. It is October 25th. So picture a masquerade ball with live music, fine dining, dancing, and auctions for experiences. So not just items, but experiences as well that people get really excited about. So it's right before Halloween. So it kind of gives you that chance to dress up, yeah, Slip on a mask, and step into a night that just feels mysterious. And the most important part of it to our organization is that beyond that sparkle and that celebration, there's a deeper purpose. So thanks to our presenting sponsor, Grand Welcome, every part of that evening supports children, families, veterans, and wellness programs right here in Walworth County. And it's not just that night. The whole weekend is going to be giving back. So Friday night is a pre-party at the Baker House.
Oh, cool.
And love local history or romance or ghost stories. Come and see this Gilded Age mansion. You won't want to miss out on that Friday night party.
And Kathy, I mean, there's a sense of urgency here for tickets, but hotel packages going quickly too, right?
Yes, I wouldn't wait, you know, too long. I would, you know, go to our website, which is Geneva Lake Women's Association .net, or I think it's GLWA.net. And look at, you know, all of the different discounts and get your tickets. And really, your attending impacts our community of Walworth County. And it's a very positive impact that people, you know, give back.
Well, it is, and it's because a lot of Chicagoans spend a lot of their summers up there, so it is very important. We are talking to the Geneva Lake Women's Association about all the fall festivals and their big gala happening coming up. Elizabeth, tell me, like, what are some of your favorite things to do, places to shop, things to do in Lake Geneva in the fall season?
Oh, gosh. Well, first of all, I love all the restaurants. There are some of the best burgers up here that I've ever had. And there are some great local restaurants, stores like James and Cornerstone. Those are so much fun to go visit.
Cornerstone's a classic. Been there forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then in the restaurants, and there's just tons of shopping to do. And the boats are still out on the lake, especially the ones that are giving the tours, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're there throughout October. So that weekend event that we're talking about, the boats will be running.
Oh, very, very nice. So, you know, we were talking about, like, why it's a big deal for Chicagoans to do this. And I know this as well as everybody else, that Chicago vacations up there. And so does a little bit of Milwaukee. But Chicago, you know, that Lake Geneva is the closest, easiest getaway. And it's nice to give back to the people that are living up there, that take care of you, that whether you're at a hotel or a restaurant, I mean, this is a great opportunity to give a little bit back.
For sure. And really, a lot of the people up here and most of the members of, I'm going to say at least half of the members of Geneva Lake Women's Association are transplants from Chicago. I'm one of them myself. We all started out just like all of you guys listening. Really, we were weekenders. My grandparents came up here since, you know, my parents were little. And as I said, it's true for so many of the people around here, but people are just so friendly, and we love the community and the lakes around and just the outdoors. It's just a phenomenal place to be. And I think a lot of us ended up just becoming so comfortable with it that it either became that second home or our new full-time home.
Right, exactly. And also, you know, this gala, the GLWA, isn't just about this one gala. Kathy, there's other events and things that you do in town as well.
Oh, yes. We are a group of women that have actually been around for 61 years and helping the community all those years. And one of the programs we run is called Safety Town, which is held in June, and it's a program for 4 and 5 year olds to come spend an entire week learning, like, their phone numbers and their address and how to do fire safety. And they build a little town with streets, and the kids learn road safety while riding little trikes, and dog, you know, how to approach dogs and things. It's a fabulous program. And what's great is that the parents dropping off now are, you know, kind of say, oh, you know, I went through this program as well. So that's really cool, you know, to have that kind of impact on the community. We also do a wonderful weekend at the end of April, which is a women's weekend. And this coming year, it will be a Western theme, and I think it'd be fabulous to have everybody come for that. We just got done hosting a ladies' luncheon, and so we do different community things, and help other organizations with volunteering as well. So we work, endlessly throughout the year. But it's a fabulous, fabulous organization. We've built a lot of friendships, both within the membership as well as the community.
Very, very cool. I know you also mentioned, Elizabeth, that something you've got other events coming up, like Fan of the Opera. Tell us about that a little bit.
The name of the gala coming up in October, on October 25th, is
The Phantom
Music of the Night.
Yeah, got it.
So it's kind of inspired by Phantom of the Opera. A lot of us grew up seeing that as many times as we probably could.
Yeah.
And so, and it just fits so well with the holiday theme.
Absolutely. So you said there's also an auction going on. So what are some of the things that the experiences and so forth that you're expecting to auction off that day?
We have some great auction items that are coming up. I'm going to keep a few of them secret.
Okay.
Just because we're really anticipating, some excitement around them. But we're planning for some visits for golfing, getaways, weekend getaways, or several day getaways, some sports tickets. I'm not going to give away the whole deal, but really what we're trying to do is create overall getaway experiences so that people can just enjoy.
Very, very cool. And again, there's so many things to do up in Lake Geneva. So, make a weekend out of this. It's October 25th, and it's a great time to go, probably just around peak. The scenic fall colors, the lake cruises, the hiking trails, an old-fashioned, a good Friday night fish fry, some prime rib. But there's something for everyone as far as some cozy dining, some supper clubs, some upscale dining, some boutique shopping. And, the Lake Geneva experience has always been multi-generational. It usually starts with an example with a grandparent that had a place up there, took the family up there on vacation. But there's always something for everyone, and everyone's always included, right?
Yes, very much so. And I think that's one of the biggest things is, as you come and attend any of these events, so you're coming for the gala, what you're doing is you're supporting the local community so that it's not just preserving that day or having that memory of that event, but preserving the traditions that you had with your grandparents, preserving and helping those small businesses and maintaining that spirit of the area so that your kids and grandkids will be able to come up and enjoy it the same way that you did.
The Masquerade Ball at Grand Geneva, music, dancing, auctions, and more. October 25th is the date. Book your rooms, book your trip, and make sure you make it up there. Elizabeth, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us on the map, and we'll see you up in Lake Geneva.
Thank you so much.